years, hoping, first of all, the king, the likelihood of his living 25 years was not high. And who knows what the morrow brings. Jews always play for time. The king wavered because Abarbanel had a great influence upon him. Abarbanel also explained to the king that he was economically and socially doing a very foolish thing. The Jews brought in a lot of money, a lot of taxes. Spain could not afford to lose hundreds of thousands of citizens. Spain was struggling, beginning its struggle with England for world dominance. It was the wrong time for such an upheaval. And all of these logical arguments began slowly to sink into the king's mind. And he was, according to the legend at least, about ready to give in to the Abarbanel. And when that happened, Torquemada, who had spies in the court, you couldn't ever talk to the king privately. One of the great things about being the king is that you never were alone. That included the bathroom, the bedroom, everywhere. Again, to us it's unfathomable how people could live like that. But in the Middle Ages, generally, there was no privacy, and the king never had privacy. You could never speak to the king alone. And therefore, the spies of Torquemada were aware of the blandishments that Don Isaac Abarbanel was plying upon the king, and Torquemada rushed into the scene holding a crucifix. And he said, "Will you crucify him a second time for 30 pieces of silver?" Well, that touched the king, right to the quick. Of course, the problem with having your confessor around is that he knows too much about you. And the king said that he would not, under any circumstances, stay the decree. He made all the offers to Abarbanel. Abarbanel refused them all. Abarbanel said that whatever happens to his people, he will share in their fate. Unfortunately, the other court Jews did not follow that line. And their families and fame disappeared from within the Jewish people. The decree was that the Jews were to leave. The last day was set for Tisha B'Av 1492, August the 9th, 1492. That, again, in God's irony, was the day that Christopher Columbus set sail from Spain to discover the New World. To discover Borough Park. And Columbus writes in his log that they had a very hard time clearing the harbor that day because all the ships were hired by the Jews who had to get out that day, and that the traffic in the harbor was so thick, so there were so many ships that he couldn't get clearance from the harbor master to leave until much later than when he expected to leave. And that, by the way, is the, there's always been a rumor that the Columbus was Jewish, or there certainly were Jews on the ship, on the ships that he went. That's because the day that he left were all Jewish ships that were going. So it would not be hard to, everybody felt that Columbus was going to fall off the end of the world anyway, and it was just a wild, as is always the case, anyone who's a witness to history does not notice it. Today, in perfect hindsight, if you could have tickets to see Columbus sail out of the harbor, there would be, there'd be a large crowd. People want to see a historic event.